Lauren.
Hello.
Doug Steffen is here on this Tuesday, the 24th of July, to go through the top topics of the day. Things that you'll probably want to have a little more information about. Conversationally, we'll present that to you, and you can do what you will with it. 800-510-8255. Unlike everybody else who will start out talking about the movie theater shooter, this program acknowledges the passing of Sally Ride, who was the first American woman in space. She was only 61. She had pancreatic cancer, making history in 1983 when she was on the Space Shuttle Challenger. She founded the Sally Ride Science Program, which is aimed at promoting math and science for young girls. The news is sad. It's extraordinarily sad when anybody goes through the horror of pancreatic cancer. It's probably the worst of all of the cancers because it is so invasive and it kills you so fast. But the fact that she did what she did, an amazing legacy, Jennifer. People like this, both men and women, but the statements that are coming from a lot of people who worked with her and who had a clue about what the space program meant. It always seems in our society where we make big deals out of women and what they do first, mostly because we've repressed women as much as we have in our, not only in our society, but basically just
around the world.
The whole world has repressed women. But here was, I remember meeting her once, talking to her. I thought that she was somebody that I would like to have gotten to know better, frankly, as someone who very unassuming, smart, loved.
Could she have a better name?
Sally Ride.
Isn't it a great name? I mean, it's just for what she did, a great name.
Yeah, exactly. 800-510-8255. It sort of reminds me of Amelia Earhart in a manner of speaking. The fascination we all have with being in space and understanding more about how it all works. Interesting, today also, the beginning, and you can check this story out along with the Sally Ride story at DougSteffen.com. There's an expedition that is starting, I think in the next week or so, to try to find Amelia Earhart's plane. Someone has invested a lot of money, and I suppose they get it back. You find that plane, put it on exhibition someplace, and you
get
a lot of people.
You're riding high. You're okay.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So it's this sort of thing. Women and firsts. I don't know that Mariah Carey signing on to be the newest judge on American Idol is a first, but you probably have more on that.
I do, and I think that she's made $18 million for doing this, Dougie.
Oh, good for her.
The first reports came out that she signed for just what J-Lo had made.
Yeah.
But then TMZ reported last night that she's actually signed to make $18 million.
How do they know?
You know, they know everything at TMZ.
No,
you get
they
the
don't.
Memo.
They speculate on that. They speculate on a lot of stuff and make people. It's like the same old thing. Not that it makes a difference. Is she worth the $18 million?
Well, in our prep, which we have someone that helps us put together the stories of the day, our prep also mentions that she makes $18 million, and that's according to Us Weekly as well. So it could be true if you've got a couple of sources reporting it. And, of course, our crack production team wouldn't mess up.
Oh, no.
Never.
No, never in 100, never in 1,000, never in a million years. 800-510-8255. The NCAA placing harsh sanctions on Penn State yesterday afternoon after the Jerry Sandusky child sexual abuse case. The NCAA said that it was banning the football team from all postseason play and bowl games for 4 years.
Wow.
Reducing the program scholarships from 25 to 15% for 4 years.
Oh, it'll kill
and
it.
And fining the program $60 million. It also voided all of the program's wins
now,
between 1998 and 2011.
Do you think that that's fair to
the
kids?
Yes, I do. Well,
because I'm not sure, because
you know, a lot of people
that were,
question.
Well, the people that were punished, the people that got the short
had nothing to do with it.
Of the stick are the ones that had nothing to do with the scandal.
Yeah.
So, and maybe even were victims of it. So, how is that right?
Penn State players are going to be allowed to transfer right now. Don't have to sit out a year. There are a lot of Penn State players that would be valuable to other schools who have programs like they used to have at Penn State. When I say used to have, because they don't really have anymore. Paterno and other senior school leaders knew about the abuse, and they did nothing about it. So the school itself has had to stand up and pay. But this is a state school. So under the circumstances, those of you who live in Pennsylvania that think that the world comes and goes and the sun rises and sets on football, what do you think of it now? And I'm very harsh. You know what? I'm really sick of all of this attention. And I've been saying this when I was board on the Board of Trustees for 12 years in Heidelberg, where I went to school. I said the same thing. I'm so tired of schools being basically, they're being known, instead of for educational programs, for their football programs. I just think it's disgusting. And that coupled with the dangers that students have, the brain injuries that are happening on the high school level, the college level, the professional level, excuse me, I think it's time that all of this, and these maybe are harsh words, but all this excitement, this craze for this stuff, I mean, it's fine to be excited about some athletic pursuit. You like hockey. I think hockey is an extraordinarily violent sport. Extraordinarily
sure,
more violent.
Sure, that's the best part.
Oh, perfect. I don't think it's funny. I don't.
I know. I know. This is not your thing.
No.
But you know what? You have to remember that. I mean, I know that you're totally against it. But in a lot of places, there are people that are perfectly safe. I mean, you hear about hockey players.
There's no such thing as being perfectly safe.
No, but as safe as you can be in certain sports. I'm not saying that football is one of them, but I'm saying that there are a lot of leagues, including the National Hockey League, that take a lot of precautions to protect their players. It's true.
When the hockey players take off their helmets and they whack each other over the head with the hockey sticks, that's taking precautions to protect them?
That not all players do that, though.
Well,
those are the players that choose to do that.
But if they fined them $1,000 or $2,000 or $10,000 every time they did it, probably stop pretty quickly.
They do on the extremes.
They
do actually
nonsense.
On the extreme fights.
They really do.
It happened this last playoff season. It sure did. The guy got fined and he got kicked out of games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there.
I'm just saying, it's not all. It's not
we're
all
very,
as extreme.
We're
as
a very, very violent society.
We are, no doubt.
And so, whatever, come to grips with it. If that's what you think is cool, fine. I don't think it's cool. And the violence in movies, television shows, these damn games that these kids play, all brings this around. It's the reason that there are problems like they were at the movie theater. There's too much violence. What's the difference between suggesting that you go, that the other team hit a player on the opposing team, and some of the other things that are done that are extraordinarily violent? I don't know that it's the equation, it's equal to the movie theater shooting, but there is a lot of violence that is acceptable. And how is that? And why is it that we find this acceptable? That's my question. You can say what you want and accuse me of whatever you want. I don't care. My feelings are very strong on this, and they haven't gotten weaker. They've gotten stronger because of this. And the fact that you go to school to learn. My father went to college at Decatur in Milliken, Illinois, and the only reason he went was to play football, and he never went to class. He was there for 2 years before he got thrown out because he was found by school officials. He had played professional football in New Jersey. And some league ref recognized him and his friends that came from Boston to go play in Milliken, and he got thrown out of school. My father died of a stroke, and the reason he had a stroke is because he was hurt a lot as a youngster playing football and being involved in boxing with basically no protection. If he hadn't, he'd probably still be alive today. But the injuries that were sustained then, he was a tough guy, and he lasted till he was 91. But without all of that stuff, his body was in fine shape. It wasn't his body that gave way. It was his brain that had been beaten up when he was a kid. And they didn't know it then what we know now. So do you want to basically, when you allow or encourage your youngster to play football or some of these other sports, it is my opinion, you can want to, that you are, in essence, you're resigning, if that's not the right word, you're assigning, in a sense, the fate of your child could be one that, because he or she is involved in these violent sports, you're cutting their life short. You're potentially ruining their life.
But, you know, that can happen when you walk across the street,
too.
No,
baloney.
I mean, you hit yourself on the farm all the time.
Yeah, and I choose to do that. And if you choose to do it, I choose to do it knowing that I am putting myself in harm's way.
But these kids do the same thing because they love
the sport. I don't think the kids know. No, I'm sorry. Parents push them into it because they love the sport. For whatever the reason, they want to see their child do better, be stronger, bigger, whatever it is, than the other kid. There are a lot of ways of teaching. One of the things, interestingly enough, Jennifer, that becomes a sideline of a discussion like this, is teaching sportsmanship to young people. There is the parents who beat up the umpire or the coach of the team because their child doesn't get to play.
Yeah, it's totally
wrong.
That
kind of stuff. Of course it is. Anyway, all right, enough on that. We've opined, and you can opine if you want as well. 800-510-8255, a good day at 18 after the hour.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Jennifer, you have been listening to me the past month or so talk about being healthy, and I compare the human aspect of being healthy to my cows on the farm and feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet. A lot of us don't have that. We're eating fried foods, no veggies. We're not getting the minerals that we need, and thus we are succumbing to one of over 900 diseases that are around out there. The way to avoid that is by getting yourself the 90 essential nutrients that come in the 90 for Life pack, the Healthy Start pack, at DougSteffenTeam.com. Check it out. Order your Healthy Start pack. Bring yourself into a life of health, feeling good every day. 855-309-TEAM or DougSteffenTeam.com. Or again, translated, I guess, will make it easy. 855-309-8326. Get healthy, stay healthy with the 90 Life Essential Minerals at Healthy Start Pack.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Couldn't tell by looking at you. You're just a young 29-year-old.
Rich McFadden.
Dude, I'm backing you up here. Shut up. Sit down.
Jennifer Horn.
Do you think the cows freak out and go, hey, that's my side dish?
Roberta Fasanelli.
You realize that? I got everyone right.
You're perfect, Roberta, in every way.
Doug Steffens, good day. More fun than a science fair volcano. And with twice the pink fizzy stuff.
This is true. It leaked out that the London Olympics opening ceremony is going to include a showdown between Voldemort and Mary Poppins. That's true. That's true. Fine, Voldemort and Mary Poppins. Yeah, the winner then goes on to a battle to the death with Thomas the Tank Engine. And then Paddington Bear, I guess.
And a new study published by the British Medical Journal found that inactivity can kill you. Just sitting around can kill you. I mean, these are the kind of findings that just scare the hell out of Congress. You know, all they know. The same study also found that not exercising is as deadly as smoking. In fact, not exercising is so deadly you can succumb to secondhand not exercising.
Fox has announced that Mariah Carey will fill the now vacant role of unstable female superstar judge on American Idol next week. That's what you call thinking inside the box. They always try to have a crazy woman in that spot. They started with Paula Abdul and then Steven Tyler last year and now Mariah.
Check us out. It's rumored that Kim Kardashian's mother, Kris Jenner, wants to host her own talk show. While Kim's stepdad, Bruce Jenner, just wants to blink. I forgot how that feels like. I miss that feeling. That's right, Kim Kardashian's mother may be getting her own talk show. Of course, most viewers would rather she have a don't talk show.
All right.
You get it, because Bruce Jenner said all that work done?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I've heard a little rumor. There's could be trouble in paradise with the two of them.
No.
Oh,
a rumor.
First thing he ever did. Yeah. Run,
yeah.
Bruce, run.
Right. And he's good at that. He can run away.
I know.
Back to the Wheaties box. The ladies on The View yesterday were chatting about people and their needs, somebody's needs, some people's needs to walk over hot coals.
Oh, hey, I broke that story yesterday.
Self-help session. Yeah, this is a result of what happened over the weekend at a, Tony Robbins event. All right, here we have the conversation.
You know, at a recent seminar, self-help guru Tony Robbins had attendees walk over hot coals to show that there's nothing they can't overcome. And right now, 21 of them are overcoming second and third degree burns on their feet. Look at that.
You know what's so funny? Because
I think Oprah did this, and she did it. They said, you know, they said that they have over 6,000 participants, and, you know, most of them are fine. They walk over the coals. They said, you know, you kind of, the whole point is to look in within the power in yourself, and those people who didn't obviously forgot the power within themselves. Like, crap, I'm on hot coal.
Yeah, if you stop, apparently there's a great training period before where they give instruction on how to do this. Like, if you go bungee jumping or mounting, whatever you did, so they give the instruction.
You do waterboarding to really prove you have self-confidence. What is the point?
It's just, I don't know. It's like, I don't
know. It's not to stop. I think it's to keep going so you don't feel the pain.
We should do a segment on that.
No, I'm okay.
Go to Tony Robbins.
I don't want to break.
You can get coals that look like they're hot.
No, I'm just saying.
You can do that and then reach deep down in yourself and walk over them with no shoes on. Because, you know, the worst thing for me is something under my feet that shouldn't be there.
Would you do that?
What about the feet?
With the Tony Robbins, would you do something like that?
Do you know how high I would have to be?
Oh, everybody loves Whoopi.
Yeah, Whoopi's all right. All right, the next half hour will feature a conversation in part of Fred Willard's latest escapades.
Uh-oh.
And Sybil Shepherd is also in the news, and it has nothing to do with Fred Willard, at least the last time I checked it anyway, Jennifer.
That Jennifer would make it a better story, though.
It would, though. Much better story, right. It's Jennifer and Doug with the top topics of the day at 28 past the hour. Good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. In today's world of nickel and diming, it seems impossible that some airlines would actually let you take unlimited flights. But guess what? They're out there. The newest option is called Surf Air, which is launching this year with service to cities throughout California. It's mostly targeted towards business travelers, so it's not looking to be a standard airline. But here's the way it works. You get a monthly membership, and with a minimum of 3 months, that gets you unlimited flights between Los Angeles, Palo Alto, Santa Barbara, and Pebble Beach. For the last 3 years, JetBlue has offered its own versions of all-you-can-fly passes during the slow months of September and October. Year-round, Air Canada has an Air Pass program with 8 different variations from local commuter flights to international flights to the United States and Mexico. Another option is to look at alliance programs like Oneworld or Star. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Welcome to The Rest of the Story. Here's the next chapter in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Card. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her leg started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go thinking it would get better, but when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to the worst fear. For the rest of this story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
TravelGuard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. Ends 8/18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too.
We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. On to the top topics of the day are things that we think will generate conversational interest among the crowd. Lots of different things that are going on here. There was, remember Drew Peterson?
Oh, yeah.
There was
top
a
guy, right?
Say again?
Wasn't he the police officer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Accused of murdering his third wife.
That's the one.
There was a hearing yesterday in which jury selection began in that case. This is 3 years since this whole thing started. 200 persons are in the jury pool. Is it right to say persons or people? They are persons.
Yeah, I say people, but people that are talking about crimes usually say persons. I don't know why.
This thing's been going on for 3 years, but the killing actually took place in 2004. And it initially, remember, was supposed to have been an accident. The lady in question, Kathleen Savio, they were in the process of getting a divorce, and she was threatening to take part of his pension. He's also a suspect, but has not been charged yet in the disappearance of his fourth wife. Really swell guy. So why is it that the wheels of justice are so slow in a case like this? Is that worth examining? 800-510-8255. Are you satisfied with the system that we have here? Or is it one of the many problems that we have in our country? You'll hear my prejudice because of my tone, perhaps, of the suggestion. I think our system is really bad. It takes way too long to get to the bad guys. And you can say, well, the system protects the innocent. Yes, it's supposed to. You're right. But how many innocent people are there in jail? Tons and tons and tons of them, because the system doesn't work. And by the way, it's influenced by money. Well, you can't say that all the time, because there are a lot of wealthy people, it seems, in the last few years, Jennifer, who've been tried on various things and they go to jail. Mm-hmm. I think of Bernie Madoff and that kind of crime. We more often think of violent crime as real crime versus white collar crime as not real crime. Do you think that's, am I the only one who feels that way, or do you think that's the way the public looks at it?
I think that's the way the public looks at it, although I do think with the people like Bernie Madoff and stuff, I think people are now almost considering it the equivalent of just regular old crime.
Wow, it's almost murder.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
how many
it really
people,
does.
How many people died when they found out they were ruined financially by this guy? A lot of people committed suicide.
Right.
So shouldn't he be held accountable and responsible for that, along with all the other things that he's guilty of? And think about, I guess I just think, when there's a crime, this is sort of one of those things we struggle with. There's a crime committed against an entity. For example, let's say you steal money from your bank. You're not stealing from a girlfriend. You're not stealing from your boss. But you steal from the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Should that be weighed differently? The institution is aggrieved, not
no,
an
Robin
individual.
That is a Robin Hood kind of mentality.
It is.
No,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure people have a million justifications, but in my moral code, no, that's still wrong.
Well, but the bank represents people, and people's money are in the bank, so that's sort of what I was thinking on the back door of this. Yeah, it's an institution versus an individual, but individuals put their money in the institution, so therefore you're hurting individuals. Well, you certainly could make that argument. There are a lot of people who've made a lot of money investing and stuff, and all of that go to the investors. Now some of it stays in the institution. It becomes a sticky wicket, and one that gives you a headache if you think it through a lot. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do we acknowledge the statue of Joe Paterno was removed from the campus of Penn State?
I feel like we did, but yeah, it's gone.
Appropriate? 800?
I think so.
510-8255. Do you know what crowdsourcing is?
Is that like bringing in a fake crowd for something?
No, it's not a fake crowd. It's a real crowd. The consumer movement in our country has been affected, shall we say, by marketers who are connecting with you, the consumer. And it's not direct. It used to be we had things that were, we called them, focus groups. That's the word I was saying. Yeah, in radio, but in marketing in general, there are a lot of people. For example, you might put 40 or 45 people in a room who listen to the Good Day program in order to get people's approaches or attitudes or what they like about it, find out things they want to improve. Same thing is true for a car, trying to test out a car, or a new watch, or any kind of a product. But now, instead of it being done in person, it's being done through multiple media channels.
Right.
They have these come-to-meeting websites where people go, and they can do anything and everything except touch the product. And here's an interesting, Lay's potato chips, for example. They just announced their Do Us a Flavor Facebook campaign that awards a $1 million prize for a new potato chip flavor. They're asking you to do the research. They don't want to do it. They're going to pay you because it costs them more than $1 million to come up with a new product. So instead of them doing it, they're asking you to do it.
Sure. Come on in.
Right? Yeah. They're opening up its production process to the American consumer, and one person's recipe will be made into a potato chip line, and in return for the recipe, Lay's pays $1 million or 1% of the net sales next year.
I like that deal.
By the way, is cheap because if you came up with something yourself and marketed it, you'd own it forever.
Right, you'd own it or you should.
So this is not such
a
great deal. It's not a bad deal.
But it's kind of
a great
deal.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's interesting that they are going to the consumer the way that they are. And they'll test this. They can't test it on the Internet. But a lot of products are being tested on radios, for example. You don't have to go to a room where there's a radio. You go online. What is there about this radio that sounds better? That kind of stuff. Some kind of new technology. It's really, I think it's fascinating. But also it's fascinating for you to understand how products are developed. Vitamin water did something similar lately.
Like a pick a flavor kind of thing?
Yeah, right. They wanted a new flavor. And they had a flavor creator game where fans could create their new own flavor of vitamin water, and they did. Somebody got a lot of money out of it. But it is cheaper than having to pay, in today's economy, the business model. This is somebody very smart figured this out, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very smart. Social media, which, by the way, reminds me to come back around, being of social media, to our Facebook and Twitter page. What are we following? What's trending?
I always,
trending. What's trending there?
I wish that you would, because that actually
trending
makes me laugh.
It's
what's
a tweet.
Trending?
That's tweet on the Twenders, yes.
Well, right now, I actually am just getting ready to post our topics for today, but we have been following, if you could create an Olympic event to compete in, what would it be? So we've got your responses there. Plus, you can always converse with us. You know, if you're a little too tired to send us an email, you can always send us some feedback at facebook.com/Good Day Show. And going over to Twitter, you can follow us there at Good Day Show. And certain things there are trending today. Kind of funny. We stand by Justin, as in Justin Bieber. Amelia Earhart is trending.
Who? Well, because we were talking about that earlier.
No, and Amelia Earhart is trending, and it's all because of the Sally Ride passing. People are equating her to Amelia Earhart, plus the fact that someone's trying to find Amelia Earhart's plane.
Yeah.
So those two things are trending. Looney Tunes is trending right now. Master Chef is trending. And also, people are submitting crazy iPhone cases. So if you have a funny iPhone case, we're looking at the pictures right now at Twitter.
Yeah. There's a new book called Christian Bale, The Inside Story of the Darkest Batman. His former publicist and assistant, quote, shares an inside look at the actor's rocky life. So you can be pretty much assured this is not going to be a good tell-all book.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people feel it's so necessary to take people down because they're different? And why do people read a book like this? And I guess, why am I talking about the book? It's so easy to take shots at other people. This guy was his confidant, his friend. I'm talking about the author of the book, whose name is, what is this guy's name? Harris, what is
Charlotte
this?
Knows.
Charlotte does know. Yeah. His name is Harrison Cheng, and he was a friend, confidant, personal assistant, worked for him for about 10 years, involved in every aspect of his life, including finances, his immigration status, his fan mail, web marketing, etc., etc. His fans are called Baleheads, and I don't know. Why am I bothered or troubled by this? He's criticized Christian Bale. This is one of the most secretive and talented stars in Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
with a reputation for a volatile temper and numerous eccentricities. Show me somebody who isn't eccentric, and I'll show you somebody who's not very talented. That's part of where you have to go in order to be a good actor. I think that's where you... Don't you think that's the case?
I think so, too. You have to have something to go to.
Yeah. Anyway, by the way, and I don't find him that... I mean, I've never seen him. He lives in my neighborhood in Santa Monica, where he's got a little house in the canyon where he lives when he's working in Los Angeles. Yeah, people... Well, for the most part, there, nobody pays any attention to folks who are quote-unquote famous anyway, because everybody's more or less in the same boat, so who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But I just find these people that have to dig all this stuff up all the time to be nauseous, frankly. All right. Anyway, that's my... What? Charlotte's upset about something.
Charlotte is really
better
upset.
Find out what's going
what
on.
Heck?
15 before the hour on Good Day.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat.
You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. All right, what's the latest, Jennifer, with Fred Willard?
You mean the Fred Willard, right?
I mean the Fred Willard.
Well, you know, at first after his incident in the adult movie theater, he came out and said, well, that wasn't me, that didn't really happen. Well, now he's starting to acknowledge that maybe it was him, but he's trying to make a joke about it. He doesn't seem to be too worried about his arrest. He was busted last week. He sent a tweet yesterday. And he seemed to be joking about the situation. He said, quote, wait till you hear my version, much more PG. And then he said, and my review of the lousy film, the theater would make a terrific racquetball court, full story to follow.
Jeez.
Yeah, so he's trying to make a little joke about it.
Well, maybe. I mean, it's his personal stuff. Who is he doing any harm to? The fact that police in Los Angeles have nothing better to do than walk around a theater showing X-rated movies to see if anybody's being lewd.
I wonder what brought them in there to begin with.
They have this. There's no reason for any policeman or women to be in a place like that. It is. This country is so screwed up. What kind of priority? What do you think is going to go on in a porno flick? I mean, what is it? What do you think?
I guess, conversely, I don't know why he just couldn't watch porn at home, because there's so many good sources for it. You have internet porn, you have movies. I don't know why he had to be in a theater. I think that shows maybe he's a little of an exhibitionist, perhaps. But
well, maybe. That could be.
Who knows?
But he wasn't exhibiting in public on the street. Where is this? This is in Hollywood. Where is this theater?
I have no idea. Unfortunately, I don't quite have that in my mind's eye. Sorry.
Hi, what's the latest from Sybil Shepherd, who is a lady that has lots to offer, I have always thought.
Yeah, I'm surprised you like her, though. Isn't she a smoker?
Oh, I don't think she is. I don't know. If she is, then who
would
know?
But she's getting married again is what she's doing. She's right now on Broadway in Best Man, and she just admitted to the New York Daily News that she's engaged to, and I cannot even say his name, Andrei Nikolajevic.
That's close. Nikolajevic.
Nikolajevic. Yeah. He's a jeweler. He was a jeweler. He's now a psychologist, and he's Serbian, which is why he has that hard-to-pronounce name. Mm. He proposed a few weeks ago, very romantic and on one knee. She said she didn't think she'd get married again because she's already had two marriages under her belt, but she's in love, so good for her.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
La, 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 la. So, the Olympic officials who have been raked over the coals appropriately for uniforms made in China say, but wait!
But wait!
We're going to have uniforms made in America starting in 2014. Like, this is a big deal, you morons.
Fabulous.
Yeah, okay. So, from now on, or at least next time around, we'll have learned our lesson. I mean, to make a big deal out of this, the office of Senator Menendez of New Jersey announced an agreement because the Senate unveiled legislation that would force the USOC to adopt Made in America uniform standards or face the prospect of losing its charter to oversee the U.S. Olympic program. Good God. Okay, we have nothing, officially, we have nothing else going on. It's a good thing it's 51 past the hour.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And file members of the public. Jennifer Horn and I are happy to bring you along and bring you into the day, the good day way, and that includes discussion of technology, text bans.
Texting. I just researched these, Dougie.
All right. So these are something the whole world of texting, supposedly the future of communication. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a text ban, and the ad underneath it says, an easy way to spot horrible parents.
I don't know why, but I guess. They're like little swatch watches. They're like a little gel watch that you put on, and then when you bump fists with somebody, you can start texting them, from what it looks like in the ad. And they're sold at, like, Hallmark stores.
Yeah, for $15.
Mm-hmm.
Not expensive at all.
Mm-mm.
So what is but this is used to do what? What do you can text,
another
like
way
a
to
phone? Is another
yeah.
phone line?
It's
you have
not,
to be hooked to a phone line. Right?
I don't know. I don't
how
know how
work?
That works. I don't know, but it's not pictures, and it just seems to be one word at a time. It looks like there's just enough room to say, like, sup.
But how do you...
Sup, Doug. Sup.
So, but how do you write on it? How do you type
there's
on
a button. There's like a little teeny tiny button that you can move the letters. That's
stupid.
Why I think it's for small text.
This is
text.
Stupid.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
It's not like for real text.
No, it's stupid. All right?
Okay.
Is that
mark it
enough?
Down. Doug yeah. thinks it's stupid.
Stupid.
We're done.
All right. Well, we're not necessarily done. You could comment. Is it something that children
only... No, I don't
only...
like it either.
No. Okay. Thank you.
This is definitely like a tween thing. Maybe it almost looks like for kids that don't have cell phones yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, so Shelley Palmer, who is our technology reporter, is asking about those who follow his blog. If you are one of those who follow the blog of Shelley Palmer, you'll have read a post that he wrote called Dear Apple, Let Me Tell You Where to Stick Your MagSafe 2 Plug. I don't have the slightest idea what any of that means, so we'll all listen together and figure it out. Shelley joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Attention women. Finally, there is an anti-wrinkle cream that works instantly, and you're invited to try it risk-free. Youthful Gold is the answer to wrinkles that you've been waiting for. No matter how deep your lines are, Youthful Gold will fade your wrinkles from view in just minutes. This miracle cream combines real 24-karat gold with new anti-aging particles. Watch in amazement as Youthful Gold works on deep forehead wrinkles, crow's feet, laugh lines, under eye creases. Wherever your wrinkles are, Youthful Gold will help you look years younger instantly. And today, you can try it risk-free. When you call now, you'll get a tube of Youthful Gold to instantly reduce the look of your wrinkles. Call in the next 5 minutes and we'll double your supply. That's two tubes of Youthful Gold. But hurry, this offer won't last. Just call 1-800-417-1351. That's 1-800-417-1351. Call 1-800-417-1351.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you follow my blog, you'll have read a post I wrote recently called, Dear Apple, Let Me Tell You Where to Stick Your MagSafe 2 Plug. I wrote that blog after receiving my brand new all-singing, all-dancing MacBook Air, only to find out that it has a new power adapter, rendering the 50 or so power supplies I already have useless without a $10 adapter. Now it seems that something similar may happen with the new iPhone 5. Reuters is quoting two unnamed sources saying that the next generation iPhone will have a smaller dock connector than the ones that have been used for iPods, iPhones, and iPads for the last 9 years. If you're a loyal Apple user, you've probably amassed a huge collection of accessories that will basically be useless when the new phone shows up. I can only think of one group that might be happy with the news, accessory makers. But what will they do with all their unsold inventory? Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or Sprint Store. End date 18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The technology portion, well, we are always into technology. Jennifer follows Facebook and Twitter at DougStefan.com, the 140-character pearls of wisdom. Here's a quick shout from Mevish, who writes, the only time I use my house phone is to call my cell phone when I lose it.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's a good face.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.